having taken your time out, and also Mrs. Prasad. You have come all the way from Mysore just to be with us this evening and motivate us as part of the celebration. I also am immensely happy to welcome the youth of all youth, our dear state trust convener, Sri Gangadhar Shetty Garu. He is an exemplary example of devotion to Swami. He has been a role model for each one of us, and we are indeed privileged, sir, and grateful to you for having come this evening. I am so happy to welcome our state president, Sri Nagesh Bhattacharya. He has always been full supporter of every youth activity that has been undertaken in the state. So approachable, so easily amenable, we are extremely happy to have you, sir. It is said, I want to welcome all the other dignitaries, guests, the families, devotees, and my dear brothers and sisters. It is said that when the child is happy, God will go the extra mile to make the child even more happier. It is also said that Swami's love is more than the love of a million mothers put together. On this very special day for the youth in Sai Darshan, Swami has gifted us with a very rare gift. Brothers and sisters, the gift that I am referring to you is our dear brother Satyaji. Swami chose to send his chosen one to address us on this day that he has chosen to be the youth day for Sai Darshan. On this very auspicious day, it is our privilege, in fact it is a real massive moment for all of us here to have dear Satyajit amidst us. Having graduated in the Bachelor of Science and the Master of Science from Sri Satyajit University, he went on to obtain his Master's in Business Administration in the year 1998 from Sri Satyajit University. And I really am at a loss of words to introduce him beyond that. And I thought the best way to introduce him is to simply say, he's the one who lives with God. He's the one who follows God with immense love, devotion and dedication. I don't want to be taking too much time and time between you and the people. I will now request you, Brother Satyajit, to kindly come over and address us this evening. The topic he has chosen for the evening is Sai, the Divine Concern. Sai. Sairam, offering my loving salutations at the lotus feet of my beloved daughter. Obviously, Swami wanted time for the
pranam.
S.K.M. Prasidha Prasad sir, Hariya Gangadhar Shetty garu, S.M.S. Murthy sir, Thakappa sir, very, very revered elders, dear brothers and sisters, it is a very emotional moment for me to be standing here in this August gathering. Sai Darshan has had a long streak of memories with me. Swami's visit to this place in so many years that I have had the good fortune of being with him. The meticulous planning that used to go on with Murthy sir coming and taking very, very minute instructions from Swami, fighting Sai Vrindavan regularly. Swami coming here every year without fail in those wonderful years. What a pleasure it used to be. The steps there used to be my designated place, listening to Swami from behind. The wonderful, absolutely enthralling dramas that we used to see. The wonderful, the absolutely fantastic language of Kannada that we used to get to hear of Krishna and Narada exchanging jokes amongst themselves. And most beautifully, the most beautiful of it all used to be the ride back home, where Swami used to be continuously talking about the long association that Swami has had with this wonderful city, with Sai Darshan especially. And how he used to keep on talking about the drama that we have seen, and how he used to make it a point to drive home the fact that this was being done by Veera Pillalu. And the Veera Pillalu ni enta baaga train chestaru chudu. All those memories start rushing in and create a sense of euphoria in the heart. I had the good fortune now to go and offer the Naivedyam up there in the small dining hall where Swami has had so many lunches with the Divine Mothers serving Swami with all love. This is a blessed place and it is wonderful to be here once again. I have chosen the topic Sai, the Divine Sculptor, to weave together the experiences that I have had with my beloved Lord. Because a rock that was picked up from the wayside can only look back with love and gratitude at the Divine Master who has patiently, lovingly kept chipping off the unwanted facets of this rock. I used to be very fascinated by a beautiful sculpture of Rodin. It's called The Thinker. Most of you would have seen it's a beautiful idol of a man sitting deep in thought.
Recording or not?
He's supposed to be immersed in deep philosophical thought. And I often used to wonder, what is this man thinking about? Obviously this man must be thinking about the maker who has spent so much time and energy in sculpting that piece. And it is with that gratitude that I take you with the journey of this rock, take you on to the autobiography of this rock, as we used to write, keep writing essays in our school days, the autobiography of XYZ. The first process of sculpture, obviously, is for the sculptor to pick up a rock and mark it for future sculpting exercise. And this he had done right back in 1991 when I was just 4 days old as a student of Rabon. I was fresh from Bombay with all the rough edges that normally comes with a Bombay boy. And we were having breakfast in the hostel. They were serving idli, and I commented to a friend, Sai Krishna, right in front of me, "Kya yaar, this char char idli dete hai. Ghar mein char char idli khata tha. What is this? They are giving just 4 idli, try to eat 10 at home." It was just a comment made to the ear of my friend, so that even the teacher who is serving is not able to hear it. We had sumptuous breakfast, went and sat in darshan in a beautiful tree under the Ashoka tree. I was in the fourth or the fifth row, right in front of the tree door. And Rohan came out. He came down, he glided down the stairs, he took a few steps ahead, looked straight at me, and went out for the show. I was sitting along amongst the new boys, so I started getting nudges from behind, saying, "Hey, Swami, look at you, Swami, look at you." And I was also feeling, "Yes, Swami, look at me." Little knowing what was to come. He went out, he had darshan, he gave darshan to everybody, came back, and from about 15 feet away, he asked me something. That was the first time that I heard his voice, apart from the mic, not without the mic, and I could not catch what he was asking, and suddenly around me everything erupted into, "Idli, Swami, Idli, Swami." And I thought, okay, yes, Swami has asked, what's the breakfast? Swami came a few more steps ahead and asked, "How many Idli?" I told Swami, 4. It was a matter of fact answer. I mean, this secret did not even occur to me that there is some secret here. Right? It was just a coming with a friend. Next question, Swami comes even further nearer. Three people are sitting in front of me, and he looks straight into me and into my eyes and says, "That's it, it's not a hell." Can you hear some kind of a boo sound? That was exactly what was going on in my head. I could not hear what was the next question for Swami. I looked, Sai Krishna was sitting right next to me, and I looked at him and I was worried that his eyes would pop out. It was a fear, absolutely terrified. My God, this was the small secret of Swami. It's known to all. The small secret that we had between us is known to Swami and now known to all. I told, "No, Swami, yes, Swami." And I did not know what to answer. And Swami told, "But I idli, chota idli." I wanted to be politically correct. "Swami, how big idli, Swami?"
I'm only 6 or 10. So I said, hey, you're both on. And he said, it is biggity but not thickity. It describes the exact shape of the engine. He did not have to do all that, but he had pitched, he had put the stamp on it, he has this rock is marked for testing in the future days. And once he has put the brand, he knows, okay, this rock will last for some time. So he decided that I can ignore this rock. And I never had any adapting to the problem much during the first 5 years of my stay. The first 5 years of stay was a very different experience. There was sculpting going on all around, but this rock was not being sculpted. And to remember, we used to have this road chances, you know, one person could go with the ground and another person could go with the road. So myself and a friend of mine, I was number 210, he was number 211, so we had gone together with, I had a road, he had the ground, brother called Sanjay Singh, and the way the sculpting goes on, right, so he ignored the rock next to it, so the sculpting was going on with Sanjay Singh and he was talking to Sanjay, and I was sitting next to Sanjay and going like this, what is happening, discussions going on up and down. And I thought, okay, let me at least get Parma's step. I was holding Tom's feet and slowly I put my finger under his toe, slowly try to, and Tommy decided, okay, let me do some sculpting here as I'm talking to this girl, and he pressed my fingers with the toe. And then trying to keep a straight face with all the agony that my finger is going through, and he, I don't know how many tons of weight he could put with that slight frame of his. That was also a very, very few experiences, interactions that I could have for the first 5 years of my stay in the hospital. And then all of a sudden he decides, okay, this rock probably is ready to, we have to go hammer and tong from this guy now. And all of a sudden, one day in March, of February 1996, bhajans are going on, and all of a sudden the bhajans have not just started, and some laddus were to be distributed, and he calls Bhartai, we have to give laddus. So we were supposed to go inside the interview room, go back to the kitchen from inside and bring the laddu basin. I this was the first time in 5 years that I got a chance. I got picked, actually hand picked, and you come. So I went inside and was taking the laddu out. He told, you give the basin to somebody else. So I gave the basin to him and he told, what do you want? First time Tom is asking me, what do you want? He told Swami, nothing Swami. Hey, that is different, sir. What do you want? Swami, I want only you, Swami. Pah, Charmi Vedanta. Then I knelt down. Because Swami was seriously asking, what do you want? So I have to get my thoughts organized, right? I was about to finish my MSc and the panic had set in now, telling that, okay, within 2 more months, we will be out of the portals of this university. We have been Thai students for 5 years. What next? That fear had set in. And we have started running behind Swami's car, you know, for that last glimpse of Swami, and because before, we will never get this chance again, that kind of fear. So I told, kya chai, kya manta hai, bolo. I had applied for MBA, so I thought, this is a nice chance to feel my MBA. I told Swami, MBA manta hai. Swami literally held my collar and told, jao, vice chancellor ko put sakta hai. Go out. A very clear vision. The first stroke of the hammer telling which side your eyes should be pointed. That your first answer was the right one. That I don't want anything, I want only you. And suddenly this MBA angle came, he told, go, ask the Vice Chancellor. You stand under the Meru mountain and ask for coffee podi. Meru parvata dagara poi coffee podi adukaru buddhi devu. That was the first hammer stroke. And then Swami probably thought it's time to take this guy to the workshop to have some real hard hammer and tong work. And we were sitting for bhajan. Bhajans are going on in full flow, and I was sitting in what was then called the Ganesh Portico, what is now the area where the Samadhi is. I was sitting right there and bhajans were going on. Swami came out. In the middle of the third or the fourth bhajan, he came out. Straight walk from the bhajan, straight walk to me. I had my application form, still the MBA thing is up, uppermost in my head. I held it up and told Swami, Swami, MBA application. He just tapped me, brushed aside very, very loudly into my ears. Come with me to Kodaikanal, don't tell anybody. No, don't stop anybody, right? Come with me to Kodaikanal, don't tell anybody. Loud, the voice still rings in my ears, my left ear. That was how I got my first chance to enter the workshop of the master sculptor. This is the youth thing that I have been told. And I have had the chance of interacting with the youth in many cities. I met them in Hyderabad, in Indore, in Bombay, in Chennai to a certain extent. And in all these places, there are two streams that are common. There are two streams of thought that are going on in the minds of the youth. How do we deal with our personal sense of loss after April? And secondly, how do we motivate other youth in the organization? This has been a very big struggle for me too. And I have been going in and out of depression for a very long time. Having been with Swami for so many years, having been under the hands of a sculptor for so many years, the rock feels that No, the sculpting should go on. The sculpting should go on. Why are there no hammer strokes now? Where is the chisel? Why am I being left alone? These thoughts come down very heavily, especially in the night. But he has given an invitation that the work is not over. It's a continuous process. He had told me the first time he ever spoke to me was in this year. That reverberating sound of his still rings into the ears in that year. It was on the 23rd of April, 2011. The day before. Having been optimistic for more than 3.5 weeks in the ICU, the fear has started setting in. And for some reason I could not sleep the whole night on the 23rd. And I was holding Swami's hand and sitting by him throughout the night. Around 9 o'clock, around 7:30 in the morning on the 23rd, I felt a bit tired and I thought I'll take a quick nap. Inside the ICU for the first 25 days, the first 1 week, I used to be with Swami on the bed and when he was on the bed and then go and sleep in an adjacent room. And I used to keep dreaming of Swami as he was walking around and he was talking to me and continuous. Every day those dreams used to be very vivid of Swami walking around and talking. And then after a week, even in the dreams I would see Swami lying on the ICU bed. And a week later all dreams stopped. It was only the stark reality that was there in front. And I used to start feeling very bad, terrible, that at least one Swami come in my dream and I need solace. And on the 23rd, I just gone to sleep, just half an hour, around 7:45 I went to sleep. And probably had slept for just 3 minutes. I was lying on my left side and on my right ear, as loudly as he was in the first day, was a sound. Be careful. I jumped out of the bed. Because Swami was, I jumped out of the bed, ran towards Swami's bed. And that was the answer to the prayer. That he is always there. The Swami will always continue to be there. We have to hold on to those moments. Because those are the moments that can keep us strong, that can keep our spine intact, that can keep us motivated, that can keep us going on this transformation, transformative movement that Bhagavan has started and has handed down to us to continue. There were times when I had the opportunity to pray to Swami, Swami, we are not going for morning darshan at all. Swami, let's go for one day, once a week or twice a week, let us go for morning darshan. It still crushes the heart, the way Swami told. Yanta Pani Chetindi Shariram Nityasuna. Do you know how much this body has worked? Pallatya Tirgandra, I have told every single village. Pallatya Tirgandra, I have told village to village. Antipoindra Shariramu. I told Swami, it is time for you to rest, Swami. It is for us to work. I'm talking, I'm addressing the youth here. It is time for us to work. We will work, Swami. You sit and see. You sit and be happy to see how we work, how we take what you have taught us, how we take it into action, how we take it forward. Yes, these are words, strong words, yes. Difficult to maintain the tempo, difficult to maintain the motivation. From Bhadra to birthday period, I was down in the dumps. My bed never used to be folded, it used to be always open. Just no motivation to get out of the bed. I'm speaking my heart out here. Because there was something that happened after that. And I want to share that with all of you. On birthday, on 23rd November, we had made all the jhula and kept the jhula ready, and it was a wonderful evening. And it was pretty late by the time we retired on 23rd. I was very tired on 23rd. And because of the euphoria of the birthday and the thoughts swimming in, I could not sleep the whole night. The next morning, the next evening, we had gone to Yajur Mandir to light a lamp. We normally light a lamp, chant Vedam for about 15 minutes and play Swami bhajans for about bhajan so that we can hear Swami's voice. That's the ritual that we have created for a few of the boys who have been with Swami close. And we do that. And on that 24th, as we finished the bhajan, finished the Veda, and the Swami's bhajan started, I was sitting next to Swami's throne, feeling desolate. And for just 2 minutes, I dozed a little bit. I was physically very tired. And I remember hearing the first line of the bhajan, and I remember hearing the last line of the bhajan. So I must have slept dozed off for probably 2 or 3 minutes. And within that few minutes, I had a dream of Bhagavan. I was sitting and I'm lying on the floor, lifeless. And I could see Swami's hands. I could clearly see Swami's beautiful hands. Those fingers, those nails, as I have always seen it. I could see that intercrossed like this. And his hand is on my chest and he's giving me CPR. It's time to wake up, brothers. It's time to take the mission to the next level. It's time to show the world what kind of a sculptor our master was, our master is. What kind of sculpting he is continuing to do. Once we have been touched by the Lord, there is no turning back. There is no ordinary life for us. We have to lead an extraordinary life. We have to lead a life worthy of having been touched by Him. One teaching of His is enough for us to have a transformative effect. Following just one teaching of His, continuously reading now, just in the hope that one teaching will kill everybody, for everyone, there is one teaching of His that really goes into the heart. And for that you have to read, you have to be in tune with what His philosophy is, because there is only one teaching that will be absolutely in resonance with your way of doing things. That's why Swami gives a vast area of philosophical thoughts. Is it devotion that does it for you? Yes. He's a master in teaching us about what devotion is about. Is it seva that does it for us? He has given us an entire organization. If it is jnana that does it for us, that is intellectual gems that can keep our intellect stretched forever in search of meaning of life. There is a treasure trove that He has kept. It was during the December 2010 when students and teachers from Haryana school had come for Swami Darshan, and one lady, she suddenly got up and told, "Swami, we love you, Swami, we love you." And Swami said, "Love my world. Love my world. Bhagavan Vacha." That has lasted for the last 5,000 years. Bhagavan Vacha from the Bhagavad Gita. And what our Bhagavan has said will last for tens of thousands of years. And we who have been the contemporaries of Bhagavan, who have had the chance of seeing this magnificent Lord in flesh and blood, we have a major responsibility, a tremendous responsibility on all of us to lead an extraordinary life. That is what He always has been talking about. I'll go back to the sculpting analogy in a slightly lighter tone, because living with Swami was a roller coaster of emotions. He would take you to the most blissful of moments, and then He will take you to the furnace for cleansing, for the actual hammering down work. Then the tail of the idol also needs to be taken care of. This was a wonderful incident that I had. I would like to share of how He chisels out the tail that youth normally tend to have. It's in a hilarious kind of thing, just an exchange. So one day there was a big carton box that had come into great renown, and Swami told Jemadi, I opened the thing and there are pickle bottles inside. So Swami Urugai Swami came to you, open it. So I was opening it. Swami goes, "Jagata, chote yonai rotundi." So you know, the tail slowly comes out, and I was thinking in my mind, of course Swami, I'll be careful. I mean, I'm not a child, you know, that kind of thing. So I opened the pickle bottle, showed it to Swami. I closed it and kept it very, you know, very carefully, because Swami has already gone. So very carefully I closed it and kept it back. Some of the munchy, and he went to the dining hall. So I was following Swami. The monkey mind is telling that, "See, nothing happened. I know, I can be careful." Swami finished his lunch, went inside, and around 1:30 he came back out again. Again, same population. Give away. Swami, Prasanna Chupichan Swami, I showed him the morning pickle. Sariga Guru. I opened the box. The other side of the box, I opened one flap of the thing, it was pickles, all the big pickles, so I found it's pickles. I opened the other side, there were soft bottles inside. Plastic, red plastic soft bottles with white caps. I'll never forget that. And Swami gave me soft and thing, and if he doesn't know soft and thing, Swami, tomato pachadi soft and thing. And Swami said, and it's a soft bottle, no, it's not oily like pickle, so you don't have to be that careful. And I opened the soft bottle. I have seen it happening with thumbs up with Pepsi, but never with soft. It just... My whole shirt was red. I was flustered, and I looked back and Swami is in bliss. He's laughing out loud. And he's telling me, even if that program is ఊళ్ళ ఎవరు చెప్పలేదు చొక్క ఎవరు నేను చెప్పాను అది చూడండి యూ గెట్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ మై షర్ట్ బట్ ఐ డోంట్ యూ షర్ట్ విల్ బికమ్ రెడ్ అది నో వాట్ స్ట్రోక్ దట్ హ్యావ్ రెడ్ కలర్ ఇన్ ద విజన్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అవుట్లుక్ షుడ్ యూ హ్యావ్ విత్ హిమ్. It was in May 96. He had just started speaking to me. May or probably June 96. He had just started speaking to me. Just 1 month down the line. This is my second opportunity of sitting with him in the car. For a Kuchu Go. So I ran and sat in the car. Had the good fortune of Gagara Shetty Garu sitting in the front seat. And Balaamthar was driving. Swami was sitting on my right, I was sitting on Swami's left. And we were going towards the, from the, now not towards the railway line, but towards the other side, towards the Silashmi Mill side. We were going for a drive and all of a sudden Swami said, "Kya dekh sakta hai?" You know, Swami's Hindi and Swami's grammar issues, you know, put me off the track earlier. So, "Kya dekh sakta hai?" I thought Swami to dekhta hai, Swami. That is different sir. Kya dekh sakta hai? Rama dekh sakta hai? Krishna dekh sakta hai? It clicked, you know, then the Swami is asking, what form do I want to see? On the one side, I'm getting all that, you know, theory that we have read from, you know, all the books that we have read. His love saying that, you know, he could see the blue form of Krishna and that. This is my chance, you know. On the other side, he's telling that, why do I want to see anything else? I'm saying, Swami. Why do I want to see anything else? So Swami kuch nahi dekh sakta hai. स्वामी को देखता है चार रानी वेदांता वो हो सकता है क्या देख सकता है नरसिम्हा देखता है दो स्वामी चलिए नो प्रॉब्लम. ओल्ड मैन देखता है शिरडी बाबा. ओल्ड मैन देखता है नहीं स्वामी स्वामी को देखता है. बोलो ना इतना पूछता है स्वामी. बोलो ना स्वामी आस्किंग सो मच यू नॉट आंसरिंग. नहीं स्वामी स्वामी को देखता है. स्वामी वाज इंटरेस्टिंग सो मच आई थॉट ओके लेट मी टेक अ चांस. I mean, let me make a non-controversial decision. I could tell me Vishwarupa is the so we are not asking for any specific avatar, right? Vishwarupa is Swami was, no, I was sitting here, he is sitting like this, you know. Bolo Rama, Bolo Rama, Bolo Rama. The moment I saw, so Vishwarupa is the same. Swami leaned back on the chair, showed his hand outside the window and told, Rose dekhta hai, samajh mein nahi aata. रोज देखता है अंडरस्टैंड नहीं करता. आई बीन लुकिंग आउट ऑफ द विंडो फॉर द नेक्स्ट 15 मिनट्स ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट स्वामी हैज टोल्ड. व्हाट इज इट दैट ही शोड अर्जुन ऑन द बैटल फील्ड. वाज इट जस्ट सम रियल फॉर्म दैट ही शोड और वाज इट अ चेंज इन हिज आईसाइट चेंज इन हिज दृष्टि दैट ऑल ऑफ अ सडन ही कुड सी God in everything that everything was the present, that there is no such thing as to be done, everything that there is no such thing as future, there is no such thing as past. He says that you know there is birth, there is death, there is fire, there is water, there is forest, there is everything, planets and everything is there in the divine form. What did Lord Krishna do? This is a thought process in a young 22-year-old mind that Bhagavan is able to churn. A mind that knows nothing but other than chemistry. And he's able to churn these thoughts in a young mind. See, that is the master's character, that is the master stroke. That is the person who has not read anything. What could have happened? What could have happened on the battlefield? Why what did Arjuna see? And that he had set the chariot in motion. And we came back from the drive. And we entered Rajanon upstairs. We came back to Rajanon. We were walking towards the dining hall. There is a small bridge. And at the edge of the bridge, Mr. Dhottamar is standing there. Swami is climbing down the 5 stairs and I am climbing down behind Swami. And I can see Swami's hand. So I can imagine Swami's expression. He's telling me, Dekho, Dekho. That kind of thing. Mr. Ratanlal is confirmed telling that Swami Abhichaya Swami Bachchani. What did this boy do again also? And Dekho, Swami Seva ka avakash mila hai, moksh ke baare mein poochta hai. You have got a chance to serve Swami and you are asking, and this boy is asking about moksha. The profundity of his comments. The way he brings about the change in attitude, the change in your, the goals of your life, the absolute clarity that he brings in about what is important in life, the perception, the perspective change that he is able to bring of what life is and what is not, what is not, what is important in life, what is not important in life. And the most important thing is, it only hits me specifically because he has told me directly. But there should be so many times where I should feel cheated, absolutely cheated, because he would give me something wonderful, he would tell me something wonderful and I would treasure it in my heart. Next morning, next evening, he would be telling the same thing, the discourse. I would say, Swami, that was my special message, Swami. You know, there is no such thing as something special to those near him. With Swami, it is always the same thought. The intensity is more when he is talking to you, yes, personally. The intensity, but it is the same message that he gives to everybody. So, if we can listen to his discourse, if we can read his discourse, that if he is directly speaking to me, that is a message for you to take home directly from the Lord. Learn to love my word is something that we have to really take to our heart. Learning to love His word, to know that a millennia from now, this will be what people will be talking about, Bhagwan was. What we are reading from 5,000 years back is what people will be talking about, Bhagwan was. This is what the master sculptor spoke about when he walked this planet. Just a few more incidents of what, how he can really put you on the track. I'm calling it sculpting the head, the most difficult part to be sculpted. One day, those were the days when you used to get a chance to go inside the interview room around 2:30 in the afternoon. And it was my duty to be inside the interview room and someone would come and take me inside for some different, that kind of thing. And one day, as I came, I was told by the gentleman who was sitting outside on duty, Swami has already come, Swami has already come. And I entered, okay, Swami has come, fine, I'm a bit late. I went inside, Swami is standing, you know, the one avatar that I very specifically told I don't want to see, she's standing in that avatar. Nothing out of it, she's angry, you know what I'm saying. Swami kuch nahi karta hai. Kyun le raha hai? I don't have the guts to say, I didn't have the guts to say, Swami aap jaldi aaya. But he was angry. He's having a letter in his hand. No, because I have been, there is 5 years of my life and then in hostel and there is a lot of activity in the hostel that has happened in the 4 or 5 years, youthful activities, I would say, euphemistically. So, a lot of energy in the youngster, no direction. And Swami was starting to give the direction, and I was moving in the direction that was needed. And Swami had a letter in his hand, and he said, "Dekho, kya kya aata hai tumhare baare mein." So Swami, kya hua? That you are a very talkative boy, discipline nahi hai. Tumhara world dikhta hai, dekho. Sab log dikhta hai tumhara baare mein. Everybody is writing bad about you, but Swami is wasting his time on you. That is what all are writing. स्वामी को बैग नहीं मारा है सीधा हैमर एंड टॉम दैट द लॉर्ड यूज राइट लाइक फर्स्ट थिंग आई मीन ही विल समटाइम्स यूज अ बिग हैमर एंड नो सम बिग चंक्स ही हैज टू रिमूव ही हैज टू यूज अ बिग हैमर इट इज नॉट ऑलवेज अ फाइन ट्यूनिंग एंड ब्रशिंग एंड पॉलिशिंग नो इट इज नॉट इट इज मेजर हैमर एंड टॉम और एज ए वॉश काइंड ऑफ थिंग हैपनिंग देयर एंड आई फेल्ट ऑन माय नीज And that thing really hurt me. Then Swami is getting a bad name because of me. But I am following his words, Swami. I am trying my best to follow what you do. And I cried. I started sobbing. Literally, you know, 32-year-old boy sobbing. And I was uncontrollably sobbing. It's going on. I was not able to control him. Swami, when they say that God's heart is like butter, the way he meant it, he put hand on the back of my head and he touched my forehead onto his chest. I was crying, sobbing. The moment my forehead touched his chest, there is no sobbing. There is absolute peace. I've never had this experience. Only once later I had this experience. And he made me sit. He sat down, he sat on that throne, that beautiful throne of the interview room. He sat that diagonally faced throne of faith. And he made me kneel down. He told, "Dekho Bandaru, when you were small," I will not give the actual words, I will give the gist of it. "When you were a small child, did you run around at the foot in the hole naked? Butter leg in the parquet to mama?" He said, "Yes, Swami." I smiled and said, "Yes, Swami." The tears are gone. Swami speaking tenderly. I told, "Yes, Swami." I might have. Abhi bhaag sakta hai? Will you do it now? I don't know how. But today, yes, but today, are you ashamed that as a child you used to run around naked? Sir, no, Swami. What was natural for that age is natural for that age. What is natural for this age is natural for this age. Similarly, what you did before Swami spoke to you is sahaj for that period. But once Swami has started speaking to you, this is natural. Lead an ideal life. So when a stone has to be taken up for sculpting, has to carve out of a mountain, right? There is a mountain of karma that we have. It is a master who can take a chisel, break the stone out and give you a fresh start. As I said, everyone, this message is for everyone. Every one of us, if we have been touched by him, if we have been touched strongly by him, an ordinary life is no longer going to be satisfying us. We have to lead, we have to live with that fire inside us of having been touched by the brilliance of a divine master. So that, dear brothers and sisters, dear elders, is the story of one rock that was chiseled by the Lord. And that is the story of every one of us. That is the story of every one of us. I told you that it was only one another time that I had the same experience of that immediate calm. It was maybe 7 or 8 days after the Samadhi. I was kneeling down, after the sajjana, I was kneeling down next to the samadhi, and I just went into an uncontrollable sob. I could not control myself. I was kneeling down and sobbing. And in that agony, I just bent down to take namaskar. The moment my forehead touched the floor, the sobbing ceased. Sobbing absolutely, completely stopped. There was peace, absolute peace. And the thought, immediate thought went 15 years back to that moment where the heart of Swami had given privilege to my heart. He is there with us. No second thoughts about that. We have to go on with our work, we have to go on with our lives, we have to go on with our fire, with our idealism, knowing that He is with us all. I thank Nirananda Samiti for having given me this opportunity to relive those wonderful moments with the Lord. It has been a wonderful experience coming back here. And it has come back when I fail. And it has been a pleasure, it has been a great honor to be standing here and speaking to in a committee which has got so much of history, so much of association with the Lord. And we are in the Divine Services. Sai Ram.